Okay, let's go. It's Friday, April 18th, 2025. It's Good Friday, Easter weekend. Let's do it. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. I do have a programming note that I have to share, guys. I know some of you are going to be mad at me, but this is going to be the last episode for a while. I'll get into it a bit more at the end, but I'm going to take a break from the pod for a little bit. It's bittersweet because I love doing it. But for now, today, the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. There was an active shooter on the Florida State University campus yesterday. The school sent an alert out to students saying, quote, police are on the scene. Lock and stay away from all doors and windows and be prepared to take additional protective measures. So scary. At least two people have died and at least six others were being treated at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. One person was taken into custody, a 20-year-old man who was the son of a sheriff's deputy, and he had access to her weapons, and that's what he allegedly used here. The school canceled all operations and athletic events through the weekend. And sadly, unfortunately, this is not their first experience with this type of thing. There was a shooting in the library at FSU back in 2014. On to sports. The big story in sports this weekend will be the NBA playoffs. There are still two play-in games. First tonight, the Heat and the Hawks play for the final spot in the Eastern Conference. And after that, the Mavericks and the Grizzlies will play for the last spot in the West. Then, after that, tomorrow night, round one officially starts. There are four games tomorrow and four games on Sunday. Also, the other big thing happening this weekend in the world of sports entertainment, is WrestleMania 41. Back in my day, WrestleMania was just a few hours on a Sunday night. Now it's a whole weekend. It's happening in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. It'll stream live on Netflix. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. In legal news, Drake's lawyers officially filed an amended complaint against Universal Music Group, claiming that Kendrick Lamar's halftime show at the Super Bowl was an attempt to assassinate Drake's character. He originally sued them in January and has now updated that complaint, specifically highlighting the halftime show. In other music-related legal news, the woman that invented the Apple Dance, inspired by the Charlie XCX song, is suing Roblox for taking that choreography without her permission. Those are her moves. They sell those moves in the game. If you want your character to do the Apple Dance, that's going to cost you. And she said that money is hers. Checking back in on the Katy Perry-Wendy's feud. Wendy's obviously had a lot of people talking after tweeting that they wanted to send Katy back to space. They've now released a statement clearing the air. They said, quote, "We always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent." So it sounds like that settles that. Another beef that got squashed was between Amy Lee Wood of The White Lotus and SNL cast member Sarah Sherman. Sarah sent her flowers after the fallout from this past Saturday's show. Sarah had portrayed Amy with her teeth, sort of as the joke. Amy said it was mean, so Sarah sent flowers, and now Amy said, we're cool. She shared the flowers on Instagram, and thanks, Sarah, for sending them. Lastly here, Olivia Munn is going to be honored later this month at an event benefiting breast cancer research. The Women's Cancer Research Fund is hosting this event, and Olivia will receive the Courage Award. Moving on to movie and TV news. It is Friday, so we'll take a look at some of the stuff in theaters. Sinners is out now. I hear incredible things about this movie. I really want to see it. It's like a horror movie about vampires and racism. Ryan Coogler directed it. Michael B. Jordan stars as twin brothers, and it really does look great. There's a romantic comedy called The Wedding Banquet out now. Bowen Yang from SNL is in it. And for the kids, there's an animated movie about shoes out now. It's called Sneaks, as in sneakers. In other movie news, I've got a couple trailers up in the stories this morning at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find these. First, Fantastic Four, First Steps. That's going to be in theaters in July 25th. In this trailer, you get to see the Silver Surfer. It's Julia Garner. She's the Silver Surfer in the movie. It's our first look at her. Also up there in the stories, a new trailer for 28 Years Later. That'll be in theaters June 20th. Judd Apatow is working on a new movie starring Glenn Powell, a comedy about a washed-up country music star. I like it already. The world needs more big comedies. I hope it gets a theatrical release. In TV news, this is huge. It's being reported that Alicia Silverstone is returning as Cher in a new Clueless series. There aren't many details at all here, but this is apparently happening with Peacock. More Clueless coming soon. Season 1 of Daredevil Born Again recently wrapped over at Disney Plus, and they just announced that Season 2 will be out in March of 2026. So Season 2 is coming. Also, we got a premiere date for the 17th season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That show is the longest-running live-action comedy series of all time. Season 17 will premiere on FXX on July 9th. Padma Lakshmi is returning to the cooking competition world. She was the Top Chef host for a long time, and she's got a new show on CBS with a working title, America's Culinary Cup, possibly premiering later this year. Lastly here, really one thing I want to mention on this weekend, Season 2 of The Rehearsal with Nathan Fielder premieres Sunday night. Season 1 was so weird. I'm excited for this one. Sunday night on HBO.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. It is a coffee alternative made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. I love the stuff. I don't feel jittery. I don't get that crash like you do with coffee. It's really solid, sustained energy. It's good for your metabolism as well. It's the upgrade your body has been waiting for. Coffee can sort of deplete your body. This supports your body. There's a big difference there. It boosts mood and focus, supports digestion and metabolism. I am so happy that I found this. I'm so happy that they have been a sponsor of this show. And I'm so happy that I can get you 20% off for life when you go to my link. It's P-I-Q-U-E, so peak. PIQUELife.com/first thing. If you do decide to give them a try, like I said, 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase when you go to PIQUELife.com/first thing. Okay, on to music. You know what day it is, and you know the new music comes out on Friday, so a quick recap of what's out there. Morgan Wallen did release that new song with Post Malone. I Ain't Coming Back is the name of it that is out right now. Lana Del Rey has a new track called Bluebird. Again, her upcoming album was delayed. It was Lana Delayed. You guys are going to miss these jokes. Anyway, her song Bluebird is out now. Addison Rae just released a new song called Headphones On. She's got an album coming in June. And she'll be out at Coachella again this weekend. James Bay just released a song with Sheryl Crow. There's a new old Bruce Springsteen song out there today. He's got those Lost albums coming in June. And he just released a song called Blind Spot. Carrie Hilson has a new album out today, as does the band Mayday Parade. I like them. It's called Sweet, and that is out now. In other new music news, the next singer to go country is Akon, the reggae/pop/hip-hop artist. He's planning on re-recording his entire catalog with a country flair. That's different. Jin from BTS just announced his first ever solo world tour. Only 9 dates for now, but still a world tour. It's gonna be everywhere. He's got 4 shows here in the States in July: LA, Dallas, Tampa, and Newark, New Jersey. Lastly, Dolly Parton has a new book on the way. It's called Star of the Show: My Life on Stage. It's gonna be out in November. I guess it's the 3rd and final book in her trilogy. And this is cool. There's gonna be an audiobook read by Dolly herself. Some additional headlines here on this Friday morning. The Menendez brothers' resentencing trial got started yesterday, and it will not continue today. It's been pushed. Cameras were not allowed in the courtroom yesterday, but there reportedly was a lot of yelling. It was intense. The next hearing is scheduled for May 9th, so it won't be too long, a few weeks. In travel news, we just found out that American Airlines will soon offer free Wi-Fi. That's pretty cool. It's not going to start until January of 2026, and it's only for their loyalty program members, but it's really easy to sign up for that. They said they'll have the free Wi-Fi on 90% of their planes. In retail news, the China-founded e-commerce sites Temu and Shein are raising prices starting next week. Even though they're owned by different companies, they're technically competitors. They released similar statements saying that due to recent changes in global trade rules and tariffs, operating expenses are going up, so no more $6 outfits, guys. The price hike kicks in next week. In food news, Chili's wants to fight McDonald's. They just unveiled a new burger called the Big QP, which they said has, quote, 85% more beef than a quarter pounder with cheese. That's what the QP stands for. Man, that's a direct diss to McDonald's. This is not the first time Chili's has positioned themselves as superior to fast food. Now, I know there's a lot going on this weekend. Sunday is Easter. For those that celebrate, it's also 420 for those that celebrate. But tomorrow is the first day of National Parks Week. All national parks are waiving entrance fees tomorrow to kick off the celebration. Lastly here, my friends, I always end the show with something positive. This is just a crazy story out of Arizona. A two-year-old boy went missing Monday night, 2 years old, practically a baby. He was gone for 16 hours. That is so terrifying. They had over 40 people out looking for him, and in the end, he was found by a dog named Buford. This kid, remember, he's two, he somehow walked 7 miles through, like, remote areas with some really gnarly wildlife out there, and he was totally fine. A rancher named Scotty said he went outside to get in his truck, and he saw Buford, his dog, walking with a kid, and he was like, hey, who's this kid? He called authorities, he was reunited with his family, safe and sound. But what a wild story that is. 7 miles away, a two-year-old. So thankful this has a happy ending. Thanks to Buford, the dog. Great job, Buford. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but I need to take a break. I've done breaks from this podcast in the past. I don't know exactly when it's coming back, but I just don't have the bandwidth at the moment in my life to dedicate to this podcast. I do love doing it, and I appreciate the support. I know I've done almost, 600 episodes of the show. A lot of you have been here since the beginning, so thank you very much. It's not going away forever, but I'm putting it on hold for a bit to focus on some other things. I appreciate you so much, all the support. I really do. Stay in touch on social media. The people that reach out to me that listen to the show feel like family, so please. All right, have a great day, a great weekend, and please don't tell your friends about this show.